Hey, God, we were saying no, man. We getting right into it, man. We were saying no, so.
No, it's like, hey, remember that time for Tropical Storm Ernesto back home when the storm was passing, but somebody posted on Facebook something. I don't remember what a person posted, but you share like, what stupid this man talking about? I said, I know about that shit, man. That shit
but,
funny.
So what I'll pop it in is, right, somebody had posted and said, man, the Borgia Dinos really need a stamp. Oh, like, dang, what we need, like, you know what I mean? The government to get together, we need an economy reboot. That's what we need, you know what I'm saying? We need no hurricanes. I was like, what dumb fuck this man shit?
Yeah, I was at work when I see it. I was like, damn, that shit funny. I was dying. I stopped delivering. I was just dying in the seat, you know what I'm saying?
Chris has always been a Facebook comedian, dog, for his whole life, dog.
Speaking of Facebook and socials, yeah. That's what we're here today about, man. Welcome to another one with the Green WTG. It's your boy Big Breeze in the house. Alongside Reno. How you feeling, Reno? Good.
Yeah, well, blessed. You know, I may feel like I gotta put my shades on for the beginning, you know. Like, everybody get their shades on, I gotta put my fuck on.
You gotta do.
But what's time I feel like your boy they are chilling, where you been in Atlanta? Again. And we got big guests in the fucking house, you know what I mean? Yeah. Your big dog.
G.
Big G.
God, see how you feeling, bro. How you feeling, man?
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm blessed to be here. And I'm just feeling happy, you know what I'm saying? Like always.
Yeah. So it's like we've been seeing you all over. So the people them that don't know.
All over where though?
Yeah, for the people them, TikTok, Facebook. You know what I mean? And hey, trust me, if you could go viral on Facebook, you could go viral anywhere. That's how you feel that. Like.
Dude, watch it, right? My TikTok account, I had. My first one was at like 46,000 followers. I was almost at like 50,000 followers because what happened is like I was uploading my Amazon content like last year, July. I couldn't upload it like when I've been Amazon for some time because every time I had tried and post on TikTok would flag me and be like, like this video is not safe, blah, blah, blah. And then when I ended up getting fired from Amazon is when I was able to post. So then I get hacked, you know what I'm saying? But no, the account recovering. I just need 5,000 more followers to begin monetizing again. So
that's good.
The attraction just coming back naturally, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Anyway, so let me rewind a little bit. So the content that you'd be pushing on, tell the people them exactly. Like for those who don't know you, if you like a strange face to the people them that are watching the pod right now, this is the first time they see you.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
What kind of content they gonna see when they buck up on one of your pages?
Oh, they gonna always be like healthy, exuberant content, you know what I'm saying? Because my idea is the like the world already, you know, fucked up. So
yeah.
It's like if I could like make people smile and feel good, I know I did a good deed for the world, you know what I'm saying? So
man is just a hero.
You know, yeah. It's like as a goofy guy, I always have a smile on my face. I like to laugh and I don't have no malice in my heart. So I want people to like feel that through the videos I push.
Yeah.
Okay. So how you get started? Like, well, I guess let me take it back a little more. Like, I know you say you always been this person, right? So you always been a person, but like the horrible stuff, like the natural stuff. You always been a type of person from the beginning?
See, like, I have Puerto Rican, half Trini, you know what I'm saying? So I remember like, I think I was 5 years old or 6 years old, man. The first thing I could only remember was seeing like a plantation of pumpkins on the side of my grandmother's yard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then going to school, you know, I think I was in fourth or fifth grade or third grade, I don't remember, but I know my grandmother, she used to like go for a walk like 3 o'clock in the morning, and by the time I get ready to go to school, you know, before I leave, she would have been in the kitchen like doing something, you know what I'm saying? So when I had see my grandmother would like have fruits and veggies on the counter and she was washing and scrubbing and she had this machinery which was a juicer at the time.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I asked my mother like, mommy, like what granny doing? She was like, granny gun and juice. And I was like, juice? And she was like, yeah, granny gun and juice. So like when I see she like putting the beets in there, the carrots, everything, I was like so intrigued.
Yeah.
And then when I taste it, I got sprung, you know what I'm saying? And then like, she was always eating her sardines, her crackers, her eggs, her bell peppers, olive oil, taking her supplements every morning. So
okay.
Growing up in that environment, I became a product of that environment.
Okay.
Apart from the environment that, like, you know, we come from.
Yeah. I feel that.
No, for sure. So what make you, like, being like, I'm going to capture these moments? Like, yeah. Capture me, like, you know, meeting people. Capture me, like, at my job. You know what I mean? Capture me, like, eating. You know what I mean? Like,
Hey, so, like, watch out, right? Like, when we used to walk in Lame Tree, I used to be in the gym every day and be Sun Hill, you know what I'm saying? I would always, like, prepare my meal prep, but like record videos and send it to my brother, you know what I'm saying? Jamie Swanson and the A4s, I love you. And then, oh, Jeremy too. Is that Cali Ears? You know Ears, right?
Yeah, so
I would have sent my videos to my brother, you know what I'm saying? They would have been like, how come you don't start a YouTube, this and that? By the time I was like, man, I didn't know anything about content creation, you know what I'm saying? So he just like pushed me, you know what I'm saying? But mind you, as an introvert, so it took me like a year and change to actually like start to post, you know what I'm saying? Till one of my homies up here, he would just tell me like, let the world see, you know what I'm saying? Let people see. I was like, cool. And then when I post the first video, it did good. And I was like, what? I don't keep my foot on the gas for this one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just feel like nobody will be seeing delivery drivers, like how did I load the van, organize the van, how did I like operate during the route, you know, etc. So I think it's very interesting for them to see.
Hell yeah.
And especially how I move so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
No, that's like, fine. I don't wonder how things have come to be.
I'd be like, this man put a camera down, drive up to the camera, do all that. That's a long process.
Yeah.
I don't have like two tripods. I don't have like four tripods and two phones on me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like my idea is I'm going to use my van as a movie set. So I would have one tripod on the passenger window, a tripod like outside in the person, the lawn. I would have like my phone by the steps where I jump down. Yeah. And then when I run it now, it's like I will do one scene, keep the camera recording, reposition the camera, run, do my thing, I just repeat it. So the camera always rolling by moving fast at the same time.
You got editor or you just did that by yourself?
Not myself, man.
You might gotta walk.
Before he start like dropping, like how he dropping right now, the man hit me on the set. You like, dog, I nice with a tripod and I nice with the edits.
I did?
For real? Yeah. Check Messenger, because you remember I want to do a dap sub thing with like all the content creators and stuff,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And they been like, yeah, if you're going to be on St. Croix for the Christmas break or whatever, like pull up or whatever, and you were like, hey, and next with the edits too, you know, like I'd be doing all kind of stuff. So I was like, yeah.
My whole idea behind it was like, my mind operate different, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, on social media, people always cracking jokes majority of the time, but different, you know what I'm saying? So I said at the time, you know what, I'm going to use Instagram and TikTok as a university. So I was literally on Instagram, like spending like hours at midnight when I was supposed to be sleeping for work. I would have been up like watching other creators, how the video flowing, the edits. I would have paused a video, screenshot, then try to zoom in to like see where the person adjusts the speed. I was like scrutinizing everything through a screenshot, you know what I'm saying?
And eventually
with time, my mind just like grasp it and just continue running with it.
Okay.
Yeah, same level too. Like YouTube University, TikTok University, like editing, learning how to do everything, your workflow, like, okay, there's a lot of stuff you could learn online that you could do it by yourself, you know what I mean? You could pay people, make the process faster, but if you learn by yourself, it's like,
easy, man. My next question is, right, you get all these followers, how you get so hot? Like, what's the process? You know what I mean? Like, you don't already say, like, that you, you know, your setups and all those different things, but, like, how did you get, like, that big following, all the love coming through? Yeah, I mean,
dude, it's gonna sound crazy, but right, dog, is like, it's a spiritual guy. So, when my grandmother was alive, she passed away on like December 30th, 2023. You know what I'm saying? So,
condolences.
Yeah, thanks, man. Mm-hmm. So then, like, when I was posting videos when she was alive, my videos wasn't doing good. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't have the idea to do the videos how I was doing it at the time. So now it's like, I realized after she passed away is when I started to blow up, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, wait, what? After the funeral, I had leave St. back home March 17th, 2024. Came back to the States, and then I had got called back to go to work, you know what I'm saying? And then before I had leave the house, man, like, someone told me like to just grab my tripod, my bag, and just go to work with the supplements, everything. And I did it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, dude, I can't explain to you like how I came up with ideas, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I see on top of your heart, they said consistency.
Yeah.
So, do you feel like you're like a consistent editor, content creator, or stuff like that? Do you take breaks? Or like, how often do you post and stuff like that?
Man, it's like, I would try to like post. So, if I post a video today, I'm not going to post tomorrow, and I'm going to post the day after, you know what I'm saying?
You skip a day.
Skip a day, skip a 2 days, but it's like, it'll be really tiring work, and then editing. Editing is the most tedious thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One of my Amazon videos took me 10 hours to edit, man.
10 hours,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I was literally like on the bed laying down. I would have paused, stand up. I would have paused, sit down by the computer, you know what I'm saying? And Yeah, like, editing is just the most tedious
editing thing. Editing is the most tedious effing thing. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
You have to be strong-minded to, like, be an editor, consistent editor, you know what I'm saying? You don't get burned out. And that's the case for me, like, mentally, I burn out, but I keep it pushing.
Yeah, consistency.
So I feel like we could grab something from that, that even though you burn out, keep it pushing.
Yeah.
It's how you keep it pushing. You take a shot. You know what I mean? You take a real shot. You know
speaking
mean?
Of which, speaking yeah. of which, like, I see a blue drink, man. I see a blue drink. Yeah.
Bring me some gem.
Yeah. Tell us about a blue drink.
Okay, snap. Okay.
This one is
my camera.
Okay.
If I want to know what this is, make it back. Okay.
We got a wormwood.
Okay. Explain what these stuff is for the people that are watching.
So that's coconut water, blue spirulina, key lime salt. Let's say, like, replenish electrolytes in the body, hydrate you, and boost your energy.
You want to take some right now? On the pod?
No. You got to earn it, man. You got a full dropper or one more first?
Jeez.
A full dropper?
Full dropper.
For everybody, I don't know. A first?
Yeah, B, what do you mean?
You need me any money more?
Nah, I go first.
You first, yeah. So
I get one question, though. This ain't when we go to the bathroom.
No.
You sure? Yeah. I got a shower. Right,
going to the bathroom,
you know, man, you got delicate flower, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just a full dropper?
Yeah.
I just never do nothing like this before, dog. There's no opposite shit.
Wait to the seat. Yeah. Bring about the whole.
Full dropper
for sure.
Full dropper.
I know what to expect. I had this before.
You don't know what to expect.
I know what to expect, dog.
You don't know.
It's a full dropper.
Yeah, it's a full dropper.
I could drink this now. Drink water.
Wait, after I take my dropper, we gonna drink together. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta hold it.
Yeah, hold it.
I want strong arm than one again, man. Maybe. So now we ready.
All right, more life, yeah, more way for happiness, man.
Cheers to the blue.
To the blue. The blue is true. You know what I mean?
If ain't ready, it don't make sense.
But wait, man. So it's been busting a little bit, man.
No, I'll save it for later.
No. I'll bust it down now. How much are these you drink a day? The blue.
2, 3, 4. Just depending on how much I need. Yeah.
So that's like your Gatorade.
Yes, make it. That's literally what it is. That's a nature's Gatorade.
Crazy part that you could sell these. That's the crazy part for real, dog. People don't know. All them power, all them stuff is really this. Like, I know you do.
The one wood still singing, dog.
Yeah, man, you drink
still,
more.
You still feel it. Son. Ready for wire, though.
So what's the benefits of drinking warm wood for the people that want to know?
The benefits of drinking warm wood is to actually get rid of parasites, you know what I'm saying? Either get rid of parasites, boost your energy, and boost your cognitive function. I realize, like, when I've been at Amazon, when I've been taking warm wood and I've been running, I was literally using my body as an experiment when I've been Amazon.
Okay.
I realized, like, our load time was moving, and we moving with time. Mm-hmm. I've been moving ahead of time, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's why I love warm wood so much, because it'll make me feel amazing. Just have my energy on 1,000.
Okay. Okay, so you bring up Amazon.
Yeah.
Talk about the sidewalks, man. Talk about working for Amazon and talk about why you stop working for Amazon.
Me working for Amazon, cool, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna bash it because that's where, like, my come up come from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, it's just too demanding, but it's so demanding, but it pays a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They expect a lot from you.
They don't up the work, but they don't up the pay, you know what I'm saying? Well, FedEx is where the big dogs are, you know what I'm saying?
Apart from
UPS, but yeah, FedEx and UPS.
Yeah.
And USPS.
So I guess Mecca here telling me something I didn't know that heck was real. Like, I see the little viral video you drop or whatever, talking about what happened. But it's like, well, fuck, but I know it was actually real, dog, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's happening for real?
Yeah, that was me, I swear. I wouldn't lie about that. Like, you know
dog. I used to feel about that sidewalk.
Everyone I knew. You see all kind of people that, yeah, that fuck had to be a VA, man.
Your family was saying when I'm going to see that head. My colleague.
Yeah, because all the Spanish were okay.
Gee.
My father was like, ¿Cómo te puedes hacer eso?
I don't know.
My mother was like, I can't believe I give birth to you out here.
Dog, you know what this is about America, dog?
But that's what he's saying. The man was saying that Amazon's so demanding, you know what I mean? They expect so much. So he's like, he probably had to deliver a package at a certain time on the sidewalk.
Nah, man, it's like, dog, it's like, it just had a day put up to my, well, to the company owner house, you know, I ain't gonna say boss, but to the company, the company owner house, it's always been on my route, so, I don't know, man, I did, like, a Karen her fuck with me, you know what I'm saying, so I pull up to the house, and then I see, like, wow, his house down my route, and as I pull up, like, four cleaning maids leaving his house, so as I run out, drop off the package, I come back in the van, I wash myself, I wash his house, I wash the maids, I get fucked up, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, damn, like, wow.
So you do that there so you could get fired?
No, I would just, like, I would just over it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
well, fuck the road side. Walk, we go.
That day I was thinking about GTA. I had Trevor in my mind. Yeah,
for real. Hey. So no, you that FedEx? You like in it?
FedEx is a. If I had known FedEx was gonna be this good, I would have driven on the sidewalk from.
That makes sense. Hey, you got a question?
Nah, man. I know. So like, I mean, we ain't even got touched too much on FedEx, and so I just. Feel like they don't not promote, but like the people are above you, that man will rock with your shit and be like, oh yeah, dog, we need to motivate you to keep doing that shit.
You mean like the managers and stuff?
Yeah.
They actually want me to record, dog.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's big,
man. It's like when I have like my first day at FedEx, they already know who they had already known who I was.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. They were looking for you. They was like, nah, there's some reading numbers up. You need this man out here.
They want to watch him film.
Yeah.
And then scouting. They had asked me what happened at Amazon, and I know I couldn't like satellite, you know what I'm saying? So I said, you know how cool it was me.
Then man talk about it, like, just don't drive yourself.
So like the first person they do my first ride along with, me and he been on the road, and we pull up to our house, but then his wife, who was a manager at the time, she had called him and she was like, you know who that is next to you? And he was like, no, who? And she was like, the guy next to you, Justin, you know what I'm saying? That's a famous TikTok guy, whatever. Yeah. That's the one I drove on the sidewalk. He watched me like, that's you, fucker.
Sidewalk.
Nah, that's fucking lit, dog.
Yeah, man.
Hey, but I happy FedEx allowing you to do your thing because, hey, my mom and I work in Cruise. And I get fired for going on live.
That's all I'm going to bring up. That's all I'm going to say. When, like, dealt with smaller companies.
That freak does make me stop, dog.
This man used to do so much for tourism. Like, that man used to know. Oh, Breezy.
Yeah, this man work Cruise.
Breezy work Cruise. I work Checky.
Yeah.
Man, I'm out like.
Well, I used to be doing lives every time I work, I just get a camera up, boom, and I was doing lives and I freak just getting crazy.
The man pull you in the office, they was like, what they tell you?
They suspend me first and then what ended up happening is they suspend me, then lame she called me. And then these man lame she called me, make me an offer. Then Cruise and Rum called me back and terminate me the same day that these man. So I was happy when I get to instead of feeling sad, I was just like angry. And they terminate me for going live. So,
and you gotta do so much for the territory with that, to be honest. But people didn't understand social media back then, they know like what they were getting themselves into. Like, I'm pretty sure now, like right now, I'm pretty sure they're looking for talent, social media talent. Yeah. They're probably hiring people just to do social media talent and they don't have you for free.
So what's your favorite app out of all of the big dogs? You know, you get not WhatsApp, you get Instagram,
TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter.
Man, that's hard.
Which one you like using or which one you like to post on?
Yeah, which one is your favorite one that you like to post on?
Man, that's tough.
So which one the fans gonna be like, the fans on Facebook gonna be like, is
that's
us?
How it is?
Is TikTok? They gonna be on the
fence. No, they gonna understand, you know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
Yeah. It's all equal love, but
yeah. Man thinking about them fans.
Good question.
No, cause Instagram and Facebook is my two biggest at the moment.
Yeah.
I said Instagram, man, like the engagement to the engagement everywhere is just fluid, you know what I'm saying? But I just love Instagram.
Instagram smooth,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we. So
we try and get into more of that too. Like we feel like us being from the Virgin Islands, we always wanna be on Facebook, you check. So like growing and spreading and trying to actually go like Twitter and Instagram and all these different places. Like it's been a challenge, but I feel like the more we get exposure, the more we like Instagram a lot more. Yeah. Like, it's just fun. I don't know what it is, but posting on Instagram. Yeah. Like, even on TikTok, we get views and love on TikTok. But when you get love on Instagram, I feel different. They be like, man. Reason, yeah.
I just feel like the algorithm more smoother on Instagram.
Yeah, you know, it's clean. Mm-hmm. It's clean. Ain't right. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a next question for you. So, you don't clock millions of views and all of these different things, right? So, like, when I always ask people this, so when you gonna decide to, like, you know, quit your job and just focus on just content creating? Because the thing is, funny, you know, because some of your job is part of your content creating, you check? So I just...
I have to be there, dog.
Yeah, you know, dog. So it's like...
Man gonna make up a...
Man gonna be a millionaire delivering boxes.
Man gonna do the same house every day. If you quit your job, man make up something.
That's a tough question because as I rebuilding my TikTok, I just post like my second FedEx video, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I already had to like almost 40,000 views in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And I just like, wow, TikTok loving these videos now. So I got to bust my ass at work again now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I have to be here for a while.
Hey, that this is how we do instrumental. Every time I hear it, I think about this, man.
Oh, yeah. The idea, man, like, I don't know, man. Like, it just came to me naturally from out of nowhere.
Yeah. Hey, so with all this attention that you gain, right, you're going to buck up on some celebrities. What celebrities that you hope to eventually meet, dog? Like that question? Celebrities you hope to eventually
meet? Mine will bring Megan the fucking ride along, you know what I mean?
Meg the Stallion?
Jumping in FedEx truck, or you going, man?
You think that's his answer? Like.
I know the answer you want to hear, though.
I want to hear whatever the answer is.
Oh, Chris Brown, man, Team Breezy.
Yeah,
Chris Brown. Oh, for sure!
Team Breezy, man. That's my favorite artist, you retard.
I swear, wait, them gonna be tagging. They'll be tagging him in your shit, right? Yeah. Like, he'll be playing his music and they'll be tagging him in your shit.
I'll be playing his music, trying to like grasp his attention. You know what I'm saying? To like, my goal would be to like do a Hell Chronicles with him. You know what I'm saying? That's my goal.
Nah, that's crazy. Imagine you get your table set on it. Chris Brown standing next to you, like, hey, shot that, drink that. Don't forget to.
He's gonna do a big drop on Lucas, man. And be like,
I ain't gonna say what because that's. I word adult, but that will be a dope video, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for sure.
If what is adult, is
adult. I was gonna ask you, that actually rolls into my question. Like, you have any plans on how to evolve what it is you're doing now? Like, anything for the future? Or you wanna save that?
I mean, watch out, right? Like, every day I'll be thinking about being turned into a traveling content creator, you know what I'm saying? Because my
vlogging?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because my idea with this whole content creation thing at the beginning was that, like, to show people that, like, no matter where you go in the world, you always have a good or a bad choice to eat clean or eat bad, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for this year, I want to start like touring, you know what I'm saying? Like my own tours, but it's kind of hard when you work in a job, you get rent, etc.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like my first place would be like to go back home to St. Croix.
Mm-hmm.
And do like Hell Chronicles, do nature videos, you know what I'm saying? Showcase some scenery before I go any other place in the world because I gonna feel awkward, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna start with back home, then probably like Puerto Rico. Like Hawaii, but my brother take advantage of that. Florida, but my brother take advantage of that. Yeah, that's why I go different.
I'm gonna let you go Asia, this fuck gonna kill.
Huh?
You go Korea or Japan, this fuck gonna kill. Like this fuck gonna go crazy over that dog.
I want to go to Nigeria as well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So show people the different cultures around the world, etc. The healthy cultures, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Shit, go for it, dog. Like, we support it.
You know what I mean? And I can make, I just watch you know what I'm saying? I just come up with a design.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hand me my nature.
Your chat.
See the coconut, strawberries. Okay.
Very.
The heck bad. Yeah, you like it.
That's hard.
But we could get a merch from.
Like, I don't got to start putting it into production like next week.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So like, just go to your socials and you'll probably got information gonna be in like the bio and shit.
I don't know exactly when, but it's gonna take a minute, you know what I'm saying?
I could see this like gaining sponsorship and so, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, a lot of hubs around. There's so much people getting into hubs now, dog. Like, I could see you getting a sponsorship and that man just paying for these fuck for you. You know what I mean? Starting at LLC with it too. We started LLC with this?
No.
Okay, yeah, even jumping on the LLC, like, I ain't gonna lie, that fuck would be so beneficial too, because all these little videos, when you're doing your little, when you're doing the grocery shopping and fuck, all them camera videos, write off all them fuck, and then you get merch coming, that's revenue. So you write them fuck off for your taxes, you get the money back, you know what I mean?
And jumping gems.
What? Dude, this man have a gold mine in his lap, dog, that just gonna keep growing and growing and growing, no pun intended, dog.
And it's growing so crazy. I don't understand it. Now. I'm saying it last
it's
week.
It's fast.
No, like last week, Saturday or 2 weeks ago, Saturday, I had checked my Facebook. And then I was at like 121,000 followers or 123. And then I checked back in the night. I think I had 121,000 followers on Facebook. And then I checked back in the night. I had 124,000 followers. I was like what gain? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And currently, I had 127,000. So it's like, they're coming from somewhere, but it's like, I don't understand like what gain? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit crazy.
And then I just hit like 170,000 today on Instagram. So it's like, things happening with me understanding. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying that you don't know where it's coming from? You never get a chance to
how could you? It's so much.
It's so much videos I have, yes, but it's like when I check when I refresh my notifications, I just see like different videos from the past, and it's like, yo.
No, that trending again.
When he started doing like the vlogs and dropping the YouTubes, and so that's when you could start seeing like the results are weird. Like, we got a big following in New York. No, we even in New York, but we got a big following in New York. You check so that you might get people coming from all over watching your
I got YouTube, you know what I'm saying? The same thing like my other socials, JG Consistency.
Mm.
For now, I just posting, you know, the short form videos. Yeah. But it's like we say, like when I go home now and I start doing videos, it's like that's when I want to like actually.
That shit gonna eat, bro.
Start posting on YouTube. I got my drones, vlogging cameras, etc. So
yeah, we're working on the same stuff. Yeah.
So you mentioned maybe Irene.
Okay.
But you mentioned that you use a spiritual person, you big on energy and all those different things, right? You also mentioned you use an introvert. So like talk about like your circle, like the people them that it help you to keep going. Or is mostly just you looking in the mirror telling yourself to keep going, like.
Oh, so it's like, in other words, you asking me, like, what's my source of motivation?
Yeah.
So like, the answer to that question will be my parents, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, time moving, and we moving with time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody moving with time. And I love my parents, but, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, every day I think about how my parents getting older and older each and every single day, you know what I'm saying? I lose my grandmother, it hit me, and it break me in pieces. So it's like, every day telling myself, mentally, I can't let time run out on me, you know what I'm saying? Because my like, main goal is to be able to, like, here, mommy, 50,000. Here, poppy, 50,000. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to feel like a big weight just came off of my shoulders.
Yeah.
My idea with that is to, like, give my parents the life they wish they had that they never had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then once I do that, I could just travel the world freely, happily live my life. You know what I'm saying? But for right now, my main focus is that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hell yeah. So, you in Georgia now?
Yeah.
Where were you before here? Like you was making content and like
I thought he been in Florida. You know? I don't know why he thought you been in Florida. No,
I was
for some
been
reason.
In Georgia. I was been. Oh yeah,
y'all yeah, was been in Georgia. That's what I was saying. Cause he was telling me that cause we been here already. Cause we interviewed prior.
Yeah.
So we were saying that like yeah, that, you know what I mean. Like we gotta find you and get you on an episode.
That's crazy too.
But you already here. So we didn't know you were here. He was telling me you in Florida. I was like,
I don't
think
know
where
I touch you. I honestly don't even know where I touch you. I touch you in Orlando or something. Fuck, I don't know why. I have no idea.
Nah, I was being Georgia, man.
Shit crazy.
Like Georgia?
Yeah, I love Georgia. I mean,
how long you been here?
Since 2021.
Okay, you like it, don't you?
Yeah, like
I say you love
suburbs,
it.
Yeah. I live in Beaufort, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I chilling, like really chilling, like comfortable. So,
you know, any upstate you've been to, that? I was like, yeah, I like Ocha too. You just,
I know, like, my end goal is Miami, you know what I'm saying? A penthouse with like a Lamborghini, Ferrari, Porsche, and with like a supreme network, you know what I'm saying? Because your network is your net worth. So that's a blessing I want to actually
get. And then you might own a couple of shares of FedEx, you know what I mean? Then, you know what I mean? A couple of distribution centers, you know what I mean?
I get like millionaires from Miami who that follow me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow. This is motivation, you know what I'm saying? So
they want you come true.
From time you start posting the videos, like I will be scrolling and I would just have to stop and watch the whole shindig, like when you pocket loading up the truck, all them stuff.
That's what it'll do, it'll make you stop. It's like literally, like it'll feed you. It's like, you know, you just gotta watch for
a stop. That's a clever point, it'll feed you. Yeah, I ain't thought about it.
Hey, you got videos that you make, where you like, you eating a plate of food or whatever the case may be, right? Man, like you gotta set up before you eat, right? So like you don't be hungry but setting up like that. You gotta like, wanna kill this plate, like but I gotta make sure the angle's right, though. I gotta make sure everything look good.
If I buy food right now,
yeah,
I ain't gonna eat it probably till like 3 or 4 hours later.
You see the phone? That's why I wanna know. Like,
I gotta set up cameras, prepare everything, the shots, get everything organized, make sure like I fully groom, well groomed. Looking decent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a production, you know what I mean? Like,
imagine this man just get everything ready, he about to go crazy, camera day, or the mic day. The man goes, yeah, just cut the whole fucking
fuck that. Like,
yeah, it happened to me multiple times, I ain't gonna lie.
Just try the food out.
I just let the phone. I just let the phone charge for a little bit, because if I eat after the camera and I go back on camera and eat, I'm gonna be full. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that. You vegan or vegetarian?
I ain't neither. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just eat whatever.
I mean, but like, make sure
it's a parasite good, killers, dog.
But I love African food. You know what I'm saying? So when I get my African food, is a fufu or okra soup with a beef tripe.
I never had African food.
The cow stomach. Yeah, that's when I get my meat in.
You never had African food? It's never
like,
tried.
So, I mean, obviously you like it. So how you get introduced to it? Cause I see it'll be eating some things. So that's like the African food. Like it'll be like a dumpling kind of.
No, it's like a fungi. Okay. From yams, plantains. They have plantain fufu, yam fufu, pounded yam.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You been to Big Fella Grub food truck culture?
That's in downtown?
That's like Rachel. It's around the corner.
See, dude, I live like a whole hour away. Nah.
They want to drive me, boy. I ain't never
heard about it.
Yeah, Big Fella Chris. Man, it's called Big Fella Grub. I'm put you on, man. We just had some mint today. We just had a plate of great food.
For sure. Shout out to Big Fella Grub.
So, I was going to ask you, could you do everything on camera if I thought about streaming?
Yo, I had the idea already. I do have it. It's to like stream when I had to work, you know what I'm saying? I have a ride along. So
yes.
So people could see like how we interact with each other, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what people mostly like. People might like to see me, yeah. But I realize like when I bring in other people, the videos that take off crazy.
Yeah.
You check?
People like to see reactions of other human beings.
So I know this man will feed drinking that day, you know what I mean?
So every ride along I have, my idea is to milk them with the content, you know what I'm saying? So my current ride along I have, next week, I'm going to start doing skits with him. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be going to the African spot. I'm going to let him try the African food. Since I have Trini, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to carry to get like a roti and try, you know, Trini food and get his, let people see his reactions, etc. He done already try everything, the supplements. So I'm going to just, you know, to use it to my advantage, but a good advantage.
Yeah, one of the funniest fuck to me is when I'm going to bring something, either go in the store and buy it, and I think I fucking throw that fuck across the street. And I be laughing. Be like,
can you see that there? On the home there?
You don't really let a man buy that? Or you don't tell him you going to do it?
What?
Like if like, they had a vape or they went and buy a coffee or something in the store.
I the person who I throw with his coffee, I tell him that like, we going to do a video, but our coffee going in the trash, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And I throw it in the trash.
Mm.
And then the one with the vape, now I was like, dog, like, I gonna fling your vape, you know what I'm saying?
I get people go crazy for their vape, you know?
Like, I guess something better for you. And he was like, but I did try though, you know what I'm saying? So
that he fling the fuck fire at that. I don't like vape.
I don't like alcohol, man. Like, I hate vape.
I think streaming too could be another crazy avenue for you. Like, I know you wanna do vlogging or stuff, but imagine you in Miami, Rico, Hawaii, and you just streaming your day. Like, you live right now, but you was live all year. I know you have people. How many people are watching prayer? A good bit, right? A good bit. Like, people just love to see that the behind the scene footage. Are you there? Like, I know that my brothers want to get more. Are you? And that's the next thing about content creating.
This man just put off a video. He gained a bet, you know. And I forgot, like, 1,000 of views. Like,
yeah.
All the man doing is getting a bet, dog. He's trying to show you, like, yeah, the man just got a bet. Like, yeah, man. You know, man, take the bed out the box, everything. Like, the fuck is a video, or dog?
But it's like the intro for that video, like, when I pull up with a FedEx van and I just offload it.
Yeah.
Dog is like, I just been to work delivering a package and the idea just in my mind. Yeah. And I said, you know what? I gonna do exactly this, you know what I'm saying? The exact same way.
Yeah.
And I just put everything together, man. Like, it's crazy.
I don't want to suck ourselves too much, you know what I mean? Pause, but I just want to say, VA people, we just very contagious, dog. I feel like if you put the most creative VA people in our room, and let's get a bunch of cameras, dog, like, that fuck will make so much millions of reactions, millions of views. And I just feel like everybody will just fuck with it, dog, because we just catchy-ass people. I don't know what it is, dog. Like this is my typical VA man, dog, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna say that a million of you. I just saying, like, I know a lot of J's, you know what I mean? I know a lot of Justins, I know a lot of Chris's back home, a lot of me's, and it's like, we just lay this fuck down. We just falling, dog.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Funny doing anything on our purpose. You know?
Yeah, we different, man, for sure, for sure. And that's something that we just gotta be prayerful of, you know what I mean? Because a lot of time, VA pray, they just die, like, you know what I mean? Because a lot of time, people, instead of loving, they will hate. They will see a man like Jay doing his thing, and instead of loving what he's doing, they will just hate on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was always gonna touch on that next. Saying?
Dude, it's crazy you said that there, right?
Yeah.
You remember when I posted a video when I bust my ass at work?
Yeah, what happened?
That's the only time I get the most VA engagement, you know?
So crazy.
Like, yeah, dog.
Are you literally falling?
Yeah.
Like, the fuck?
People who never like my current previous videos, they like that video a lot. React to it a lot, you know what I'm saying?
And that's, I ain't gonna say that. I mean, that's something we don't notice too when we drop our episode. We don't have a lot of people that are coming, but it don't really be a lot of VA people, you check. Yeah. So that's interesting. You don't feel that? Like, you don't feel a little dumb about it? Or you don't really care?
Is that it? I mean, home is home, man.
I mean, it's like, at first, I did feel a kind of way, but it's like, when I realized, like, Japan, you know, rocking with me, yeah. Iceland rocking with me, yeah. Nigeria rocking with me, I was dog, like...
Yeah.
I ain't gonna limit myself to 84 square miles, you know what I'm saying? Because I basically international.
And then, man...
We hate that fuck, man, but it is what it is,
dog. Yeah, it is what it is, dog, but, like, we gotta stop that fuck for real, involved, man. We gotta, like... We gotta see that heck as a win, dog. You know what I mean? No matter what. Somebody coming from home, that man doing the thing. That man from where I from him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think people understand that, dog. We just like fucking 84 square miles. Fuck. You know what I mean? So it's like we gotta start spreading love. Chill with a head, though.
I mean, that's what I gonna do when I go down there this year, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna spread love, you know what I'm saying? My idea will be to do Hell Chronicles with some business owners who people don't really know about. Mm-hmm. And then, like, at the end of the video, they could showcase, like, their products, their business, what they have going on, you know what I'm saying? That's one of my ideas.
That's a good idea. Because I could both be helping each other out.
Yeah, that's one of my ideas, but me gonna say the rest, you know what I'm saying? Me want nobody copy me, but if they copy me, ain't gonna be good because they ain't me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, when they come in with my ideas, no, everything gonna stand out, so.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say the rest.
I agree. I was actually gonna ask you too. It's interesting that we was talking about 84 square miles. So I'm gonna ask you if you had any places. Cause I know the food up here good. I know you like the African food and so. But I was gonna ask you if you had any places. Are you tired already?
I'm tired of eating pho. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, go ahead. Proceed with your question.
I was gonna ask you if you had any places back home that you just like is food places you miss that like you can't wish you could eat up here.
Dude, man, you put me to think though because I ain't been there in a minute, bro.
Every time we ask that question, I'll do the same thing.
Like, I ain't gonna like roasties for sure. Yeah. After like intrigue, Mofongo, roasties for sure. Breezes, when Breezes was open, I used to love to go there to get lobster.
What else? That's it. Wendy's?
No, man.
Everybody know Wendy's.
I like Wendy's back home. Wendy's back home is the best Wendy's in the world.
Hey, you know that food truck? You know that food truck by on the Lime Tree Road? Where did I sell like subs and stuff?
Oh yeah.
That's one of my favorites too.
Them man is sleepers, you know, they're underrated. Because you drive past them every day, but every time you hear somebody getting food from them man, it sounds like that man they make some good shit.
And Ace Roti.
Yeah, they change.
Ace Roti.
They got change. Roti place now called Roti Hut.
But where that is?
Then, no? it across the street from Falcon. Yeah, fuck it. We
promote from the them. Gas station. Yeah. Across from what that club was, again, that move.
Tipsy.
By Tipsy.
No. It's actually Tipsy. You know, the same building Tipsy was in is now called Roti Hut.
What's Tipsy?
So Tipsy was a club. Tipsy was like a little bar. So you know Plaza there? So across the street from Plaza.
Across the street from Plaza.
Plaza East.
Oh.
Yeah, right over there, a bar called Tipsy. Right next to it, had a food truck. The body shrimp.
You come out of Plaza, head in to the stoplight.
You're not from West? You're Westman?
Yeah. I'm from Strawberry.
You're from Strawberry.
What the fuck I see here? Yeah. Okay.
You get people selling crops on the side of the road, you're going to make that left. You see how we give directions back home? You're going to keep driving, you're going to be the second house on the left. That's Roti.
I would also bring up our dog. Shout out to Justin. You know Justin, right?
Which one?
Which one? The biggest Justin.
Clark.
That's my dog. The one I see high videos. I be like, man. I want to get Justin on a pod so bad that I'm not funny. Like,
yeah. Fuck. Hey, funny. The cousin funny, man.
His cousin?
Yeah, we his cousin. He funny, like, fuck.
Nah, fuck all that. If we could get here on a pod, dog, in person, Rachel, dude. Like, wait till we be dying all day.
Fuck.
I'm a nasty dog.
Shout out to you, I think. Well, go ahead and tell the people them where to follow you and look for your videos and stuff, man.
Oh, Facebook and Instagram, JG.consistency, TikTok, JG.consistency 2.0, YouTube, JG.consistency. TikTok is the only one with the 2.0.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had to do a reboot.
Yeah, that's a start fresh.
Okay. Tell us about that, because we in ourselves, we kind of like, or thinking about going in like a rebrand direction and all them stuff, like how you feel like to start over. You know what I mean? Like having built something, and then like, man, now I gotta start from scratch.
The fuck's on this courage?
Entire email, entire data board, like, damn, dog, you don't do all this shit.
The man, I ain't gonna lie, when my TikTok get hacked, I feel like my world just get torn in pieces, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just kidnap your child. So.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the money I had in my account, I was like, shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I get over it, you know what I'm saying? Because I say, you know what? If I create a second account, they're going to just, I'm going to attract my tribe naturally, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, they're going to look for you.
So they come in slowly but surely.
Oh, yeah, I feel when the whole TikTok ban went on, like, recently, like, yeah, I feel that type of way.
But with the TikTok ban?
Yeah, when that fucking happened.
Yeah, I feel that kind of way, me, like, we need TikTok, man, we need it.
Dog, I ain't gonna lie, that was like a dark day in history, you know, like, I don't know where it was for them couple of hours, though. Like, everybody was just sad, bro.
Hey, boys, also green. Funny how they play a big game on us, and they probably just been laughing at us, you know what I'm saying? Like, check out TikTok.
Get to that man back, yeah. Man. They had enough.
Yeah, they had enough. The crane and them fuck, yeah, like, TikTok, no. I was watching people just like this, all they just refreshing.
Yeah, people delete the app, like,
no, they can't give up.
Boys, when I see like TikTok, like CapCut, the app we use, they get banned. I was like,
that's all I tell him. That's shit. The L. Like, man, I was more mad about that. Fuck all that little drafts I had there. I was pissed, dude. Yeah,
drafts, clips,
that was so pissed. I ain't even lie to you, dog. No, so our next thing that we were going to touch on, that we can talk about it. You feel it's a recipe to go viral? Or you just feel like it's just coincidence? Or a mix of consistency and hard work?
I would say it's a mix of consistency. But you have to be true to yourself and your niche, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for example, if I wasn't true to the health, I would have fall off with the health content because it's like, how the ideas would have come in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Eventually, I'd have just like hit a plateau and then boom. But it's like, since I'm so into it, I could just use my mind to come up with different creative ideas to keep the train rolling, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you just gotta stay true to yourself and be authentic, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta treat your viewers with respect for sure, because them is the ones who gonna be rocking with you and continue elevating, you know what I'm saying? And I realize when it comes to the haters, you know, people who are troll you, you gotta treat them with love same ways, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep the haters around, because although the genuine ones actually elevating you, the haters is your boost.
Yeah.
You gotcha?
Yeah.
So I used to troll, but I don't do it no more.
Mm.
I learned a big lesson with that. And since I'd be running into like so much different people now, I don't want to like say something to the wrong person and then boom, you know what I'm saying? So it's like trolling, nah. And then you just gotta be true to yourself and be authentic, man. For me, I don't know what it was. It's like a big 360. When I been Amazon in Phoenix and I just create the first Amazon video with a loading of everything, I post that video the same night and I wake up to like 800,000 views. I was like, what?
My phone was buzzing.
You probably thinking I gotta do this differently. Probably shot. Damn, like, I wasn't thinking
that. When I see that like video perform like that, I say, you know what? I'm going to continue doing these videos the same exact way for some time. And then,
so you just try your best to respond to all
the
comments. Yeah, because I want to know, because sometimes we get comments and we be like, hey, that's too much. I don't want to respond to 5 of these people and then the rest 15 ain't respond.
You monetize?
No, not right now.
If like when you monetize, you have to, you know what I'm saying? Because performance is also part of your like your payment. Mm-hmm. Your check. So I gotta make sure to like try to respond to like some, I can't say all, but some comments, you know what I'm saying? Try to hit the DMs as well.
Yeah.
But it'll be stressful, it's like it's super overwhelming. So it's like either to work, I come home, I check in my DMs, I seen like the messages coming in, text of course, but it's like when I see all that shit, I just watch my phone and just trade, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
even when like you and I, you would text me and I would see the fucker just put it down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just so overwhelming because all the messages on TikTok.
I could imagine.
Instagram, Facebook. Even when I had to work, I try my best not to be on my phone. So if somebody call me or text me when I had to work, I wouldn't answer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But well, I think you're at a level right now where you need 2 phones. One with all socials.
I do have 2 phones, you know what I'm saying? Okay, but like... Yeah. That second phone is for like more angles, more footage, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you need to use that second phone for that's pausing.
No. I just need an assistant because assistant will make my life a breeze. You manage my socials. I could just be to work, getting the clips, getting everything else, and just having to worry about recording and editing, you know what I'm saying? But it's like when you want to do recording, editing, answer the comments, answer to like DMs, do what you got to do before you go sleep. It's just so exhausting, you know what I'm saying?
Are you watching this right now? You know what I mean? My boy looking at assistant, you know what I mean? He gonna pay out with smiles though. You know what I mean? For right now.
I know I'm gonna get the best drinks I can get. I'll be so healthy. I'll gain paid with health.
You know what I'm saying? I can't pay, can't buy health. You know what I mean? So yeah, you're looking at assistant.
And whoever want to do a meet and greet, you have to have $1,100 ready, or else no pictures.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
your packages, rest the fuck. I see. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. But to ask you, if you plan to do like a big meet and greet, or the people are fuck with you out, sure. If you get anything in the works anytime soon,
a meet and greet. Wow.
Yeah, a bunch of these fuck mech for them, man. And just line and talk.
See, what, so what you have to do is you have to find somebody that cook, you know what I mean?
Cater?
Yeah, and then have like a barbecue, a picnic.
Big fella.
And you gonna be on the flyer because you gonna be there. You know what I mean? And then you gonna be there, people, you gonna have music, you gonna have DJ, you gonna get food solving.
No, they gotta,
and
you pull they up. Gotta have Chris Brown playing for sure.
And Chris Brown gotta be playing? Oh, shit.
You want a DJ? Oh, you mean actually Chris Brown be there?
Well, if we being realistic, the DJ, you know what I'm saying?
Only time I do a meet and greet if it's Chris Brown there. If not, Chris Brown gotta
be
there.
Me, like, I would do a meet and greet, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I even be having ideas of like creating like a big Instagram, Facebook, TikTok sticker on my socials and slapping it on FedEx van, you know what I'm saying? So when they're driving, they see my socials. You know what I'm saying? I'll be having that kind of ideas.
Yeah. What was that first time somebody ran up to you and was like, "You is Jay Garcia, I fucking love you." Like, what was the first time you ever experienced that? Ocha or anywhere? What was that like?
Dude, the first time, it's so much people lag, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I would say
memorable time then.
Okay, I would say like the most overwhelming time is when I've been in Sprouts. Mm-hmm. And I walk in outside, but it's like as I was walking, this car just passed in front of me and it stopped. And I watch and she's like, "Oh my gosh, it's you. Oh my gosh."
Stopping traffic.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, "What? Oh my God, it's him." I was like, shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, she was telling me like how she'd follow me. And she looked up to me and she was just so happy. She almost cried, you know what I'm saying? I was like, "What?"
See, very emotional.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like these things happening, I mean, understanding why, you know, it's like, but I just so laid back at the same time. So it's like, I'd be asking some of my coworkers that, how was supposed to feel? I'd be texting my brothers that, like, I supposed to feel like as a star or some shit. Because me understanding, you know what I'm saying? I just lay back.
Yeah.
But even when I had to walk and I had a time, I was running to a house delivering a package. But when I pulled up, it had these landscaping guys there. So as I run to the house, drop the package, and I was running back, this guy stopped me. He was like, "Hey, is you? You the guy from TikTok, Instagram?" I was like, "Yeah, it's me." He was like, "I love your videos, man. I save every single one." I was just like, "What?"
Yeah,
and then when I been in Sprouts that time, I was cashing out, but this guy and his father who been next to me, this, like the dude had recognized me, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And then we were chopping it up as the lady was cashing out my items, but I didn't have my wallet on me. And I was like, "Oh shit, me and my wallet are coming back," you know what I'm saying? And then the dude, as I was running out to my ride, like the dude been by the cashier, but he shouted his father who been by the entrance for Sprouts, something, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then he was like, "Oh, he don't got his wallet, dad." And then the father was like, "You want us to pay for you?" I was like, no man, you know what I'm saying? I get it. I go for my wallet, I pay for myself.
Yeah.
I appreciate it though, you know what I'm saying? The moment I was like, wow.
Yeah, see, look at that. People are ready to just give you gifts.
I'm ready to give you everything, though, you know what I mean? You
but I owe everything to God for sure. You know what I'm saying? It's a big spiral 360 that takes place in my life, so I definitely owe it to him.
Yeah, listeners, yeah, viewers, like for sure. Something you could grab from Jay is his humility, you know what I mean? Like, very grounded, you know what I'm saying? And even though the man is a star, because the man is a star.
Man, a star for real.
You're supposed to feel away for real?
No.
You're supposed
to act exactly how you acting. Yeah, like, because you inherit the art, act exactly how you acting, big dog. But shame break, you know what I mean?
Imagine.
Because you can't shed your light across the world being stuck up. You check what you're saying? You got to continue to be you.
Yeah.
Because that's your niche. Like you pull somebody at random, set up your stuff, pull up the camera and be like, "Yo, try this." You know what I mean? And people like to see shit like that because they're watching you and like, "Wow, that's a star." But at the same time, he's so relatable, he's so grounded that like anybody could be right next to him in his video and experience what you have to offer. Check what you're saying?
TikToks and Instagram is like more relatable, it's more like us.
Yeah.
Like us real relatable people doing stuff. And like, I could do that, or I could relate with what this man doing. I actually could try some of this stuff, you know what I mean? So that's probably why people fuck up, man, for real.
Yeah, man, so you gotta bust our freestyle before you bust out.
Bust out what?
Hey, but I said bust out what, that remain me, you know. Hey, just been McDonald's last night, so you're like, "Yeah, man, take your order." I was like, "Yeah, let me get it." Man said, "What?" Man, like, the man screaming and enter. He like, "Huh?" I like, "Bro." So like, that's our next thing to you from the vault. I noticed like in your videos, you kind of keep your accent like kind of like
so, true. Yeah, true.
It might it'll be kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? Because majority of my social media family is like
that way. Ain't from home.
Is from Georgia across the world, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I have to cater to them more, you know what I'm saying? Sure. I have to make sure they can understand me.
You gotta be universal for sure, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they don't really understand me, or I feel like they just don't want to try to understand me. What I think it is.
I mean, they will say they understand me, but in my mind, because I don't overthink, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they'll be like, oh shit, they say they understand me, but they probably don't, you know what I'm saying? So I started to like, incorporate the subtitles into my videos now so they could have like a more
visual
understanding.
Yeah, so for sure.
More keys.
I tell Chris this story. Chris heard this story a million times. My boy from Atlanta, he been in the military, been overseas or whatever. I used to answer the phone for help desk.
Yeah.
Sound like a white dude or try to sound like a Yankee, you know? And my customer was like, what the fuck you doing, bro? I was like, we talking about? He was like, why you sound like a bitch? I was like, huh? Mm. And I was like, dude, just talking your accent. I understand you fine. Ever since that day, I never went back to talking a different way. And just been working for me. You know what I mean? So stay true to yourself. I feel like, I don't know, like you said, you overthink. I feel like they probably does not understand, even though they said they do. But I talk to a lot of people all the time at work, and they don't understand me fine. So let's keep going, dog. To close, I just said, keep going.
That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, keep going, dog. Keep going, keep growing, dog. You know what I mean? These gonna be on the shelves real soon.
Yeah, the blue.
I'm telling you, these gonna be on the shelves.
One more thing before we go. Something that you mentioned in your videos, you like, dog, I ain't even start to hit the gym yet. That's our next, you know what I mean? Like, avenue you could go to because you know the gym workouts they go viral too same way, and you got experience gymming too, you know what I mean? So it's like you ever gonna go touch the gym again? I feel like all of these things that make you feel good and like a superhuman as it is.
I'm even like to you right now, I could lift a nigga up and fling him across the room, you know what I'm saying? But and I'll be thinking about incorporating like the gym content at the end of some of my FedEx videos now, you know what I'm saying? But it's like when I officially get all the content that I haven't edited on my two phones, that's when I gonna proceed with everything, you know what I'm saying? There's just so much I could do as one person.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I have so much content from like last year, July, June. I ain't seven edits yet, you know what I'm saying? So imagine how backed up I is with two phones. So that's why I dropping left and right now. So
okay.
Yeah, you don't gotta grow. My team don't gotta grow because you got, I ain't gonna lie, the man is a talent, dog. The man got a lot he could really do. And it's so crazy, build a foundation and the fuck just, it's a big building on top of that fuck, dog.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, right? It had a point in time I was like thinking about quitting Facebook, you know, because I wasn't like gaining like the traction, the engagement I wanted, you know what I'm saying?
I see it, I see when you had like 5 likes to thousands. I view it with me in real time, dog.
Yeah,
I kind of feeling iffy, but then when I tell my brother, he was like, dog, like, don't quit Facebook, stay consistent, you know what I'm saying? So when I just create this morning routine video, I have stopped the route. When I been Amazon, I post to Instagram, I post to Facebook, post to TikTok, and the minute I post to all three at the same time, they went up in the millions, and the traction at the same time was just crazy. I was like, what? I finally get my jackpot on Facebook, right? So I'm going to continue with this kind of content to actually bring in more fishes, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like as VIP people, we just, as much as we don't want to run from Facebook, we don't want to get our, you know what I mean, that approval from Facebook, because I feel like that's the social media that all that we start on, you know what I mean? Like, not all that, I mean, had MySpace and stuff before.
But the people that, like, yeah, I don't know, VIP everybody. People,
them are on Facebook, you know what I mean? If you get some drama, on Facebook. Get some type of news, on Facebook. You go on and tell everybody talking about
believe it or not, every day this man will call me and say, Rain, we're going to deactivate our Facebook that we done with Facebook.
Like, I don't want to be done with
every
Facebook.
Every day this man will tell me the same thing with Facebook.
Nah, man, like, don't be done with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I will say to, like, tag different places.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, a point in time when I went to Amazon, I was like, wow, I want Japan to, like, really interact with me, you know what I'm saying? So what I started doing, I started tagging Tokyo, Japan, Africa, Nigeria, Iceland, United States, United Kingdom. Like, I was tagging like a bunch of different places, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wanted to see like Japan finally tap in. I was like, yeah, you check. Then it was Japan, Germany, Tanzania, bunch of like Paris, Italy, like a bunch of different places.
You know what's crazy too? This one probably mind fuck you. You're gonna go to all these places and you're gonna see another you. somebody that's gonna be doing the same thing he's doing, and they get it from you, and they like use your biggest inspiration.
Hey,
they're bring you to do a collab.
I ain't gonna lie, right? Mm-hmm. I do be seeing Amazon videos on TikTok where mm-hmm. they're loading a van exactly like me, but like not at my tempo, you know what I'm saying? Like not with the jumping and the, you know, the fast paced editing, but like I do be seeing those videos, you know what I'm saying? But they get it from me, so
yeah,
exactly. And I, like, it'll make me feel good. I ain't gonna lie, like, wow, people really look following me. I'll be like, wow,
you wanna see little kids with these fucking in hand, like, you want a big dropper? Yeah, but we appreciate them, man, for pulling up, dog.
Yeah, man, any shout outs before we dip? Like, anybody you want shout out? Like, oh, shout out God for sure, man, because like that's the reason why you continuously growing.
We want to thank God and
my grandmother for sure, rest in peace.
For sure. Anybody you want shout out, Chris?
Me? Yeah, I want to just shout out everybody, all the listeners, all the viewers. If you're listening, we on YouTube. If you want to get a visual, you want to see us, you want to see Rain with his nice Houston hat and thing, you know what I mean?
With a beard, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? And if you watching and you want to listen, we say, like, you know, you're in the gym, you know what I mean? You're on your way to work, you're driving, you get deliveries. You never know what you got to do.
Yeah.
Boom, we on everywhere you could listen to your podcast as well with The Green. WT.
I want to shout out to my mom's one time for the one time. Thank you for supporting my vision. Shout out to my girl.
Happy birthday. Her birthday sometime.
Happy birthday for sure. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah, big up yourself.
Happy birthday, moms. You know what I mean? I like, working really hard so that I could put on 50 grand in your hand just the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, yeah, put a 50 grand soon, man.
Yes, sir. And we gone.